We are back, joined now by the newly elected city auditor for the city of Long Beach, Laura Dowd. Laura, congratulations on your election.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
As we're taping the show, you've been in office for 3 days. What does it feel like now to actually have the weight of responsibility?
Well, yes, you're right. It is a weight of responsibility, but I am very eager and excited to serve the city. I've waited for a long time for this, and we're excited to be in the office.
Well, we all wish you well in your important responsibilities.
Thank
One
you.
Of the things you've done, there were 18 people in the office prior. You've kept four of them, and in the process of hiring new people. First, let me just ask, why did you decide to make these changes?
Well, I really felt that the public was ready for a change. That was the message that I received. And in reading this book that I just finished reading, it's called Good to Great. They talked about really the first thing you want to do in bringing a good organization to become great is to get the right people on the bus. They kind of used a bus as a metaphor. And they talked about having the right people on the bus, getting the wrong people off the bus, and the right people in the right places before you can move your bus forward. So the first thing I really focused on was getting the right people on the bus. And we've worked really hard to interview people, and I'm very excited about the professionals that I did find and brought onto the staff. As you know, we talked earlier that we hired Alex Charon as the assistant city auditor, a very knowledgeable person who's active in the community. He's committed to good government. He's very bright, and I'm excited to have him on the staff.
Now, I know Alex well, as you mentioned, and he is an attorney, not an auditor, but he is the assistant city auditor. Just explain why you decided to hire an attorney in that position.
Well, you know, one of the things we will be looking at in the city auditor's office is the contracts and contract compliance. The city has a number of contracts, very large dollar amount of contracts. So Alex, his knowledge will become very useful in helping us review those contracts and ensure the city is in compliance with all of those contracts and lease agreements.
And you've also created a new position, the Community and Government Affairs, and Olivia Mazur
Yes.
is filling that position. And explain your thinking in creating that position.
Yes, thank you. You know, in reviewing the city's organizational chart, it shows that the city auditor is independent. It's kind of like an island unto itself. And the city auditor, it doesn't report to the mayor, it doesn't report to the city council. The main entity the city auditor reports to is Long Beach residents. That's right. And so this is an independent office. And I wanted to create this position to help me communicate to the public. One of the challenges I faced when I was running for office was the fact
people
that
people didn't know what the auditor did.
No, right. But we have an auditor in the city, you know. So we had faced budget crisis for a number of years, and people kind of didn't know that we had an auditor, who what it did, and why they should care. And I thought, wow, you know, this is important. We need to really get the message
that
out.
That really makes a lot of sense. And as we were discussing before we went on air, very few cities have an independently elected city auditor.
That's
as
right.
We do here.
Yes.
And as you just mentioned, your responsibility, your duty is to the citizens of Long Beach.
Yes.
You're the watchdog of financing, and the people should know what you're doing, and I applaud your efforts at transparency.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That is the case, to help become more transparent and accountable for what we're doing. And I'm so grateful to have Olivia Mazur on staff as my Director of Community and Government Affairs. Very well respected in the community, and really grateful to have her.
Well, you've created the five I's as campaign planks, and now the opportunity to implement them. Independence, information, initiative, innovation, and integrity. Independence we just talked about, information we just talked about. Let's talk about initiative.
Okay, sure. One of the things that the auditor, one of the roles of the auditor is to become, is really the independent check, as you just mentioned, the independent check and balance for what is happening at City Hall. We plan to play a more active role in the budgeting process, and we know that revenues is what really drives the budget. So we plan on taking the initiative to identify all revenues, to make sure all revenues are captured, so we can provide the important and necessary services to the citizens of Long Beach?
Well, one, as you know, one of the newsworthy disputes ongoing relevant to this is, of course, the Queen Mary dispute. And the Queen Mary, of course, is now in bankruptcy, but there was a well-publicized dispute as to how much money was owing to the city and what credits were or were not appropriate. And your thinking is that the city auditor's office should be playing a more proactive role in matters such as that.
Exactly right. Taking the initiative to identify revenues that are due to the city and ensuring that the city is capturing the full amount, such as the rent credits that are due to the city from the Queen Mary. We want, even though it's in bankruptcy, we want to make sure that the city receives 100% of their claim on that.
And another well-publicized dispute, or political dispute at least, had to do with the pension increase that was passed by the city council some years ago at a time when we were super funded with our PERS program, and they voted basically a 30% increase in pensions. And is that the kind of issue where the city auditor should be proactive in informing the council about the financial implications of what they were about to do?
Yes, that really is the auditor's role, to be a voice of warning to the city council. One of my ends is information. We need to provide timely information, not only to the public and the residents we serve, but to the city council. Timely information to help them make good decisions so that we don't, you know, get into the same crisis that we experienced.
Okay, we'll be continuing this great discussion, but first we have to take a pause for these messages. We're back continuing our conversation with the newly elected city auditor, Laura Dowd. Laura, what are your priorities and goals for the office?
Well, thank you, Art. We just took office a couple of days ago. It was my first day in the office, and there are actually a lot of boxes around full of files. And
so get organized is number one,
sure. We're literally going through boxes right now.
Yeah.
So we're taking stock of the office. We're taking inventory. We're seeing what's there. We're getting organized and getting things up and running.
And you probably have to review files for ongoing stuff and get yourself up to speed on existing matters.
Yes, that's correct. And when you ask about goals for the office, you know, one of our first goals and our first priorities that we're planning is to do an audit of the auditor's office. But I wanted to make sure that the auditor's office was operating the most effectively, the most efficiently, the most economically. You know, the city auditor's office, the budget is close to $3 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, you know, and I want to make sure that our office is performing at the very highest level before we go into any other departments.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're looking at other offices and seeing if they're efficient, and
right.
Charity begins at home.
That's right, exactly. So we are starting at home, and we want to make sure that our office is running the very best it can.
And one of your five I's, or ins actually, is innovation.
Yes.
Do you see bringing some new practices into the office?
Well, you know, we want to think broader. We want to share ideas. I think it's all about ideas on how we can better serve Long Beach, how we can improve services, how we can cut costs, how we can, like I mentioned earlier, we serve the public, how we can exceed expectations and go the extra mile for the people. We plan on going out in, this is an innovative idea that has surfaced, and going out to the neighborhoods and letting them know who we are, what we do, and how we can better serve them. So we are looking for more ideas, and as we have been out there in the past, during the transition period, we've been out there. There are just a number of very great resources of people that are willing to help, that want to help, that have great ideas, and we welcome these ideas.
Well, let's put up the bumper now that we will put up again at the end of the segment. If any of you would like to contact Laura's office with some ideas, the telephone number is up there, 570-6751. Also, you have a website at longbeach.gov/auditor, and you really are encouraging people to contact you. You're not resisting it, you're welcoming it.
Absolutely, very much so. And as part of part of being transparent, we will be keeping an updated website so people can go to our website and identify and see the audit reports that we're doing, and they can get real-time information. So we want to make this information transparent.
That is great. And let's talk for a moment on your last in, one near and dear to my heart, which is integrity. We're a value-based show, and you stress this in the campaign. And speak to the importance of integrity.
Well, Art, thank you. You know, the value of integrity is really the most important out of all of those. It makes everything else come together for success. When you're talking about just the huge sums of money that is coming in and out of our city government, you really need someone in that office who is honest and who will look out for the best interest of the people. And so this is the platform, my campaign platform that I ran on. This is what I stand for. This is what I plan to implement. And you're right, integrity is very important. It's the stewardship of looking after the city's finances is just a very big responsibility, and we're looking forward to serving with all of our heart.
Well, I suspect that the city's in good hands with you in this office.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this question. Let's fast forward 4 years, and we're looking back on what has and has not been done. How would you rate your performance? How should the people rate your performance 4 years from now and looking back?
Well, I hope to be successful in communicating our mission and what we do and what we can do for the people. So I hope that they'll know in 4 years who we are and what we do. I really want to work hard, as I've really stressed in the campaign and stressed on other interviews as well as this one, the importance of revenue compliance audits, identifying the revenue that's due to the city, ensuring that it's being captured, ensuring a balanced budget to make sure we're monitoring the budget so that we can provide city services. I hope to have open libraries, more police officers. These are critical services we must have here. And so I think in 4 years from now, I hope to have just great city services where the people are happy and where we're more visible to the public.
Sure. And as part of your mandate, if you can make suggestions to other departments about more efficient ways of doing things, of whether it's collecting revenue or generating revenue, would you consider that part of your mandate?
Yes, absolutely.
We have about 30 seconds left, Laura, so whatever you'd like to say to the people of Long Beach and our surrounding communities.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about this opportunity. It's been a long time coming, and I'm excited about the opportunity to serve the public. As we've kind of recapped here today, I do stand for independence. I want to be an independent auditor to report to the people and information, providing the people with information to letting them know where their tax dollars are going. We will take the initiative to identify revenues, making sure they're captured. We want to be innovative in ways we can better serve the public, and of course, standing for integrity. I want to thank the public for entrusting me with this important stewardship, and we're eager to serve the very best we can.
Amen to that. So we'll be happy to invite you back as the months progress, and you can share with our audience the success in your efforts.
Super. Thank you very much.
Okay. And thank you all for watching us for this great show. Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.